Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
On July 15th, the Syrian regime held parliamentary elections, like the previous three elections held by the Assad government since the beginning of the Syrian civil war in 2011. The outcome was predetermined. The vote, a bureaucratic exercise meant to impart an illusion of legitimacy and control over the war-torn country, but with not even a nod toward an orderly political transition toward credible, inclusive, and non-sectarian governance, as required by UN Security Council Resolution 2254. We denounce the July 15th sham parliamentary elections orchestrated by the Syrian regime, said U.S. Alternative Representative for Special Political Affairs at the UN, Robert Wood.
These so-called elections lacked even the pretense of freedom or fairness. They were merely a rubber stamp on Bashar al-Assad's continued dictatorship. No country should be fooled by this pathetic exercise. The Syrian people certainly were not.
Let us be clear. The United States will not normalize relations with the Syrian regime or lift sanctions absent an authentic and enduring political solution, said Ambassador Wood.
U.S. sanctions are an important tool to press for accountability from the Assad regime, notably with respect to its appalling record on human rights violations and abuses inflicted upon Syrians.
Our commitment to promoting accountability for those responsible for atrocities in Syria and justice for the victims is unwavering. Without accountability, the Syrian people will never experience a stable, just, and enduring peace, said Ambassador Wood.
U.S. sanctions against the Syrian regime do not, and I repeat, do not target the provision of humanitarian goods, including medicine, medical supplies, and food to Syria. Our Syria sanctions program provides authorizations, exemptions, and general licenses for humanitarian assistance.
It has been 13 years since the Syrian revolution began, and the regime continues to use violence to suppress peaceful, legitimate, popular demands for freedom and democracy, said Ambassador Wood. Elections in Syria must be free, fair, transparent, and inclusive, as called for in Resolution 2254. We will not legitimize electoral manipulation designed to create a facade of legitimacy and normalcy.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.